Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Love Trips the Station. You are now tuned in to Egypt E in the AM. All aboard the Monday train. Enjoy your ride.
Another great rising for you guys here on the Monday train and all across the Maryland Republic in the great Northwest of Maxim, Southwest of Maxim, East of Maxim, all of the Maxim. It is a great day to be up and to be alive. And I see the sun peeking through my window, so you guys know I'm a little happy today. Got me some new sunglasses. Go ahead and shout out the Dollar Tree real quick, and they are a little bit fly, guys. So I just want to say good morning, good rising, good whatever it is for you, Nampe B, Buenos Dias, all of that. So guys, today's message, if you haven't read the title, don't know how you made it here, but how about them resources? We about to switch the topic up because, hey, we've been here for a while now, and I figure why not go on to the next step in this process of Loveology, because first of all, the first step, y'all ain't even know it, was taking inventory, and guess what? In that inventory step, you have to really focus on what's going on in your life. What is there in your life that is gonna either help you, hurt you, or teach you something? And in taking inventory, one of the first things I tell people that they need to do is find out exactly where you are right now at this position in your life. Are you down on your luck? Are you exactly where you thought you would be? Just don't know how you're going to get to the next step. Do you have resources available to you? Are you able to, focus your time accordingly so that you're able to get exactly what you want done, when you want it done, and when you need it done? So that is why How About Some Resources falls into step number one. And I stretched everything out quite some time in terms of talking about certain topics. And like I said, some weeks everything is impromptu, but it always leads back into Loveology, excuse me, guys. But it takes different forms of Loveology because everybody's situation is different. So one step in Loveology for everybody to understand may take 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks, to talk about. But in the process of having those 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks, I like to incorporate lots of different things because, for instance, Loveology covers your stresses, but it also covers the fact that you may not be necessarily stressed. You just may not have all that you need at that moment or all that you desire, I should say, because if you don't have all that you need, then there's a chance you're going to be stressed. But when you know you have all that you need, and stresses try to come, you're like, swerve left, swerve right, hit a tree stress, because I'm not about that life today. I'm not going to be about that life tomorrow because I got everything I need. So stress be gone. Stress be gone. Mess may be here, but stress be gone. So taking inventory is the very first step of Loveology, and it is the most excruciating step because for most people, myself included, you rather say what you don't have. I'd rather say what I don't have and what I need and what I want and what I haven't seen or what I don't think exists. I'd rather do that 9 times out of 10 than actually take the time to say, okay, well, I do have this $10 in my pocket and I can get gas if I need to get gas, or I can run to the store and get something to eat if I need to get something to eat with this $10. We don't take the time to appreciate what we already have on hand and do not have to run out and get. And until you're able to do that, guess what, guys? You're going to have that stress in your life, and you're going to have that mess accumulating and causing even more stress because you haven't figured out how to deal with the mess. So now that we understand while taking inventory, guys, is step number one. Welcome to the Monday train, guys. It is going to be lit. I can tell you that already now. Once we realize that all of our resources are there in place and growing, ever growing, guess what? You're going to be great. You're going to be awesome. You're going to be 100% on your way to wherever it is that you want to go. You remember Dr. Seuss, oh, the places we would go? Well, I tell you, jump on the love train. Jump on the love trips, love train, and you will go where you need to go. The Monday train will carry you through Monday, and it will carry you through the rest of your life if you just take the gems, okay? And guess what? I have a whole world of people who I'm just starting to meet. Some I've known for quite some time now. Some are drifting into my life ever so slowly. But I have a whole world of people out there who say love first, and everything else will follow. So that being said, love your resources that you have now, and guess what? Everything will be great. You'll be great. And it may not be perfect, but guess what? Perfect won't made for the strong. Perfect was made for the weak-hearted. Because perfection, and if you have the sense of I'm perfect, now, already, ain't nothing you can tell me, you already broken. I'm going to tell you that one. 2, you're in denial. 3, you're plumb crazy. And 4, get your life. Because at the end of the day, nobody is perfect because you'll never be perfect. And you heard everyone say this, from pastors to spiritual gurus and all of those things. No one is truly perfect because, 1, you are human, which means you are flawed by nature. And I mean that wholeheartedly. You are flawed by nature by being human, because your perfect state, your being, your spiritual state and your soulful state are forever trying to get back to their perfect state. So with that being said, there's impossible. It's impossible for you to be perfect right now. So your job, your challenge in life is to strive to get the knowledge and the understanding and the overstandings and the spiritual refinement and the soulful refinement so that you can be perfect in your mental state. You can be perfect in your soulful state. You can be perfect in your spiritual state. And thus, you become almost as if you are perfect in your human state. How about that for some doggone mathematics and some addition attractions and attractions? Look at that. That is an attraction if you get perfect, I guess. All right, guys. So you know, it's like I said, it's already lit because it's Monday morning and your girl's a little tired this morning. Not tired in a bad way, but I've been ripping, running all weekend long with the honey so that we could get wedding stuff, Malin stuff, celebration of love stuff, whatever you want to call it. We can get all of that taken care of, because if you didn't know, well, now you know, April 22nd, it is going down in Saponi country. And we about to have a good old-fashioned hoedown. That's what I'm going to call it, because I'm a country girl. And we're going to have some fun, some good eating, some good loving, some vows and all that good stuff, rings exchanging, just having some fun. So I'm already excited for the next couple of weeks to come, because your girl going to be honeymooning for like 3 weeks, for real. Not 3 weeks straight, because girl got a job and girl got the Monday train to be on. So I will be here the Monday after my actual ceremony, but it's probably going to be a little pre-recorded just to let you know ahead of time. We'll see how that goes. But either way, all that said, a little bit of housekeeping for the next couple weeks coming. I am really going to break down how about the resources. So be on the lookout for like the next couple weeks, because there's a lot to deal with when you talk about your resources. If you don't know that, then I'm sorry, because your resources are every single facet of your life. And I say that again, every single facet of your life is a resource to you. Past, present, future, forevermore. Life itself is your number one resource. So you know what? You thought you were so important in your little human form. No. Your life itself, and when I say life, the first step of life is all-encompassing, you existing in the first place, you having the ability to even come down to earth and breathe the breath of life. It is your first step. So to know that you are nothing else, just to know that you are, is the number one resource that you have. Because to know that you are means to know and to understand and to overstand that you are forever a living being. Mentally living, even if you're not breathing the breath of life here down on earth. Everlasting life that we seek is truly, what did we say some weeks ago? Everlasting life, which means when I pass on from here, my goal is to be so great here and to be so divine here that when I become diviner in my pure essence of the great God, I am now seen to some degree as perfect, because I am now back to my effervescent state, I call it, like your glowing state, your I'm always here state. I understand that I am alive and well, no matter if I am alive and living on earth. That's really what it is. So life, number one, your soul being and your spirit being started that process off for you a long time ago. And then you step down to level number two, and that's life here on earth. That is life knowing, hey, guys, I am able to live, I'm able to breathe, I'm able to walk this earth and meet new people and gather things together, you know, make resources or create currency, all of those things. That's what you find when you realize that step two of step one is life here on earth. So you have life in the celestial sphere. You have life in the euphoric sense. You have life in the ethereal sense. But you also have life in the living sense. So we're going to get into this commercial. And it's not really a commercial. It's my king, King Frank, with Kool-Aid in honor of what? You know, the Malim coming, the celebration of love, guys. I love you. It's a good morning. It's 7:15. I will be back in a second.
Yo, what's up? Hey. Where you going? I'm trying to talk to you.
What up, Quay? I'm digging on your qualities. Pretty face with a fat cosmology. God damn, I'm looking at an odyssey. It's written in the stars. Make room for your prophecy. Who me? I'm an ill type nigga. Raised in the trap with the real hype killers. I'm trying to smoke wine, no, a real nice jella. I'm trying to stroke some, got a real nice figure, baby girl. I can teach you all about the world. Tell you about the stars, justify the wars. Crusades over Kool-Aid, talking over Lupe. Young Doc, Cobb, cops and robbers, young shotter. Just looking for a starter on my journey to the truth. Stop fucking with them cowards, I'm the motherfucking truth. Let loose, set your mind free. Let a nigga bring you back to the time where you used to run the world, baby girl.
Yeah, and peace, love to my earth queen. Yeah, fuck wrong with these 13. Yeah, goddess, I'm modest. Yeah, queen, come alive again. Let's smoke herb on an aisle again. Let's make love. We can make a moon. We can make a sun. No matter how it looks, it's still kingdom cush. Let's get it.
By the way, Bay, I'm Frank. Oh shit, oh you knew that? You heard about a brother, yo, they saying I'm the new crack. I style on the new jack. I wild with a few cats. I'm proud cause you too stuck. I'm trying to get some digits. You trying to get these riches. You trying to blow down on a pound and get lifted. I'm trying to get down right now with the business. You talking hit you up, but I'm talking about the quickness. I'm trying to pin you up. Got you stuck when I lick it up. Girl, let me fuck. Got you stuffed when I dig it up. Baby, said my name's and my name ain't no gang. You can barely breathe, scratch your squeeze when I slank. These other bitches hating when they see you with my chain. These other niggas mad cause you keep it for your king. We gon' keep it true, fuck what everybody say. But still with me and you, shit, I gotta keep it plain. You know I'm trying to suck.
Yeah, and peace, love to my earth queen. Yeah, fuck wrong with these 13. Yeah, goddess, I'm modest. Yeah, queen, come alive again. Let's smoke herb on an aisle again. Let's make love, we can make a move. No matter how it looks, it's still kingdom cush. Let's get it.
And we are back, my loves. And next is step three, not even step three, just part three of this process of understanding your resources. Your next resource in line is guess who, guess what, guess where? It's you. It is you. Your next resource is you. It's simple. I love this part of my resources, or I shall say this section of my resources, or this being of my resources, myself. Because at the end of the day, the only person, the only thing, the only whatever you want to call it that you have to depend on all day, every day, 24/7, 365, is you. I can't leave me. And if I do leave me, it's because I ran myself crazy. That's basically the only way you can look at it, that I made myself a mess that was so big that it stressed me so far out that I had to run away from my own mental. And thus, you left you, or I left I. But right now, you, number two resource. Because once you observe the fact that you are a being, and you are the R, you're the GOAT of all of whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish, you will understand the value of you. And you'll understand the value of the gifts you were given at birth, the things that only you seem to have, like, this great knack for in your family. Not saying you're the only person that can do that. Like, for instance, there may be multiple ministers of music at someone's church or multiple hip-hop artists in the case of just listening to King Frank's Kool-Aid, but it's how you do what you do that makes it so gifty or makes it so different. And unique and able to fit into your life so that you can move in your own light. And that is what you, as a resource, brings to the table. You bring your gifts. You bring your talents. And your talents are things that you naturally have a knack for, but you just have to expand on. Like, you picked up a basketball for the first time in your life, and you realize, oh, I'm a beast at this. And then you find out that you don't know everything that you thought you knew about basketball. So you take on you get a coach, and your coach teaches you how to expand on your talent. Mm-hmm. That is a resource within yourself that can't nobody take from you. Like, so I don't understand. Like, if you feel as if you are down on your luck, bruh, sis, you got some talents out there. You got some gifts. And I know you got a gift because you're born with that. You may be born with what we call talentlessness, but you're going to be born with a gift. It don't matter who you are. I don't care if you suffer, not even suffer. I don't care if you were born with, we're going to go with Down syndrome, what they call it. I just call those beauty marks for all of those out here who have any questions about that, whether it's your beauty marks in terms of appearance, whether it's your mental aptitude, whether it's your gifted in that sense. Beauty marks, whatever your beauty marks are, you're born with a gift. I've seen it with my own eyes, heard it with my own ears, been there around every type of person in the world, and I can walk around and I can tell somebody, I'm not just call them out and be like, oh, your gift is this, but I can look at you and tell whether you even know that you have a gift or whether you are still running around here thinking you're giftless. And I promise you, honey child, when you were born, the day you were born, under your born tree was a gift, and it was given to you, and it's for you to utilize and for you to make sure that you can, you know, live in this world, be in this world, exist in this world, as well as just thrive in this world. And so step number two, or part number two of this being that you have, this world outside of your world, is you and your gifts and your talents and your skills. Your skills are those things that you may not have known when you were born. It wasn't a talent for you, but you learned it. For instance, you learned how to type. You learned how to text on a cell phone. You learned how to create something in Adobe Photoshop. You learned to be a videographer. Those are things that are skills. Those are things that you have to take the time to sit down and actually learn, have someone show you how to do it. Because you didn't naturally wake up one morning and say, oh, I'm a Photoshop genius, you know? So those are things that you learn. For me, myself personally, I do videos now. A lot of times I do videos for this and that and little quick ins and outs because it was something I wanted to learn to do. I wanted to be able to shoot my own videos for myself. So I said, well, dang, that's a skill that I just don't have right now. So guess what I did? I went and learned it, and now I'm able to do that for myself. You are a resource. Talents are a resource. Your gifts are a resource. Your skills are a resource. And guess what else is a resource, guys? And it's all a part of you, your experiences. And your experiences are like number one on the list, for real, for real. Because it takes us a while sometimes to find out our gifts. And our gifts are what lead us to our purpose. And what our purpose is obviously what you're supposed to be doing while you're here on earth, your duty in some sense. So your experiences are key to that. And I put that last because your experiences are something that takes us a while to also realize that our experiences matter. And everything you do and everything you've done from the first breath you took in life was part of your living experience. So your experiences are collected over time. That time you fell and broke your knee because you, you know, you jumped off the back of the pickup truck. Sorry, Mom, but she didn't break her knee. But she jumped off the back of the pickup truck when she was little, and she hurt her knee. Or the time when my mom, Francis, told me not to climb the cherry tree. And guess what I decided to do? Climb all the way to the top of the cherry tree in the back of our house. And guess what happened? I fell down and I bust some teeth out my mouth. So that is part of your experience. You go to school and you collect all of these student loans. We've talked about that before. That is part of your life experience. So that is part of you. Only you had that experience. So only you are able to learn from it in that sense. Somebody might be able to watch you go through that experience and learn something or thing or two about what you went through, but only you are able to really truly take all that is from that experience because you are the only person who went through it hands-on, like hands-on experience, life-on experience. Next, in the topic are things that we're not even going to really touch on that much today because it's not it's the first section of this is really learning about yourself and what you have to offer yourself, but also in your list of resources you have time, and time is actually a really really important one. But like I said, first you want to deal with yourself. Time deals with being, your time here on earth is limited, where your time here in the universal sphere is in somewhat what we call infinite. So infinite time you have, but here on earth is your, this is your battleground. This is where you learn what you learn and you get what you need to get so that you can ascend to a higher state of consciousness when you pass on to this after this lifetime. So time on earth is limited. So use your time wisely because it's granted to you 24 hours in a day, 365 days a year, and those leap years and all of those crazinesses. But you have time. Use your time. Everyone has the same amount of time, so don't get mad at whoever you want to get mad at. I don't care if it's who out there, K. Michelle, Alicia Keys, Beyonce, I don't know, anybody, Madonna. If they had the same amount of time you have today, so use your time wisely. And last, you have family and friends. That's in one. And you have your environment. And that includes, like, your resources and your finances and God-given stuff. So think about that. And I will see you guys next Monday because right now I think you have a lot to think about. The fact that your life is 100. Your life has been here since before you've been here. Get it? Before you've been here as a human, your life was here, and you need to check that. You need to make sure your life is in order, whether it's just your life being your spiritual life and your soulful life, or your life as in your actual you walking on this earth, going to work right now, going to school right now, going wherever you need to go, my love. Check it. Make sure when we come back next Monday, you're ready to talk about the rest of your resources. You're ready to talk about your family and your friends and how that fits into the grand scheme of your life, my love. And guess what? It is going to be a good day because I said it's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good day for you because you're going to believe it's a good day. And guess who else is about to tell you it's going to be a good day? My man's Alex Barroza. He's going to say, have a good day, no matter what. Love you guys. See you guys next week.
Do you think you know just who you are? Driving around chasing money in a man-made car. Do you ever think about it? Don't you think it's bizarre? Yeah, and the Milky Way floating around in a star. Just like who, what, when, where? Why am I in all this time we've been? back down to find your feet firmly planted back on the ground. And if you live by the gun, you might die by one, because it only takes one shot to blot out the sun. Now if you woke up this morning, it's a good day. If you woke up healthy, it's a good day. If you woke up refreshed, then it's a good day. So get up, get out, get on your way. If you woke up broke, it's still a good day. And if you woke up diseased, it's still a good day. And if you woke up exhausted, it's still a good day, because you woke up, so get on your way. Now when the lights go out for good, how will you turn them back on? Did you create yourself in a physical form? Did you breathe the breath of life into your lungs and make your heart beat since before you were one? Did you take two cells and make them four, then turn four into eight, then make 8 million more? Did you realize one day that you were alive and forget that one day you would eventually die? Well, if you woke up this morning, then